The two hostages were part of a group of more than 20 oil workers taken hostage by gunmen who hijacked their oil supply vessel in the restive Niger Delta. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta Men said it rescued the hostages from the original captors and released all but the two British nationals. MET says the hostages will remain captive until its leader, Henry Oka, who is facing treason and gun-running charges, is freed by Nigeria. They also want Britain to end its involvement with training Nigerian troops. Kidnappings are commonplace in Nigeria's southern oil region, with hundreds of people seized in the past 3 years. A former militant leader, Mujahid Okubasari, says kidnappings and stealing oil is giving the Niger Delta struggle a bad name.
The abduction, the kidnapping, the stealing is not part of our struggle. If everybody here accepts it and said it has helped our struggle, I would say no. It has not helped our struggle anyway. It has made us to lose sympathy from people who sympathize with us.
A spokeswoman for the British High Commission in Abuja has urged the rebels to release the hostages immediately and without conditions. Attacks by MEN and other armed groups on Nigeria's oil industry have cut the country's exports by more than 20% since 2006. The country is Africa's leading oil exporter and the fifth biggest source of U.S. oil imports. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.